This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Daryl.
Okay, of course, you can join us and also on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Some very disappointing, sad news coming out of Canada tonight, if we get to it here, and I think we will. Mark and Jody Emery have been ordered to cease operation of Cannabis Culture, which is a real surprise. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But you might be confused about when we're coming on the air tonight because maybe you forgot to set your clocks forward last night. I forgot until this morning. I happened to be up late and I noticed the time jumped ahead an hour on my computer clock. I'm like, oh, it's that time.
Yep, it's that time, and a lot of people hate that time.
How many people? I wonder if there's been polling done on this. Like, how many people actually are sick and tired of this whole changing time nonsense that we go
I'll
through here?
I'll see if I can pull that
up. I'll look for it while you've got a story.
I was definitely late for work an extra hour today.
Were you really?
Yeah, normally I'm only late like 2 hours, but today it was three.
The Boston Globe a couple days ago posted an article titled "Proof That Daylight Saving Time Is Dumb, Dangerous, and Costly." If you hate daylight saving time, I prefer to call it daylight shifting time, because that's all you're really doing is you're shifting time. You're not saving anything.
You're still getting the same amount of daylight either way.
Right. You're just shifting it an hour.
Now, the old argument was, and maybe they addressed this, I haven't read this story myself, but the old argument was that it's somehow going to be more efficient for, like, lighting businesses or homes if people change their time clocks twice
something
a year.
People would use less electricity was the claim.
But that's been debunked like a long time ago.
Well, and I'm sure at one time when, you know, everything wasn't hooked up to some power grid to where, you know, right now we're basically living in a 24-hour society to where things are happening all the time. So now it makes absolutely no sense. And they do get into, again, part of the title, dumb, dangerous, and costly.
Right.
So they, again, start out, if you hate it and the confusion and sleep deprivation it brings, you now have solid data on your side. A wave of new research is bolstering arguments against changing clocks twice a year. The case for daylight shifting time has been shaky for a while. The biannual time change was originally implemented to save energy. Yet dozens of studies around the world have found that changing the clocks has either minuscule or non-existent effects on energy use.
How about the energy it takes to change the damn clocks? I mean, you've got to take time out of your day, and because not every clock changes automatically.
Well, what they're talking about energy use here is people's electric bills.
Yeah.
Is there a change there? Not the amount of energy that you as a human
I understand
the stupidity.
Yes, Daryl, I understand that's what they're talking about. But I'm saying, what about the amount of energy that is actually exerted to go through with this? I mean, everybody else could be doing other things with their time rather than resetting clocks twice a year.
Right, but that's not something that you can look at. You can't quantify it. You can't quantify that.
But you could say, you know, if it takes the average person 10 minutes to go around and change all the clocks in their home and then, you know, multiply that out times the number of hundreds of millions of people that are within the time zones that change, you could take a crack at it, I suppose. I mean, it's wasted time. It is a waste of time.
I think trying to figure out how much time people spend changing clocks is a waste of time, and I hope that the federal government does not fund that.
No, I didn't say the federal government should do it, but there have been some
polls. Right, but most studies that happen where they, you know, calculate scientific data, there's some federal grant involved. Yes.
Well, there have been polls, by the way, Daryl. I did do a little digging around here. If you want me, I can insert some of that data right now. 43% in 2014, according to Rasmussen, say that it is not necessary. Daylight savings time, not necessary.
What was the percent?
43.
Okay. How many said it was?
They want me to, like, subscribe to read the article.
Okay.
So
because my guess is it wasn't 57% that said it was. There was probably a large percentage of people that said, I don't know.
Okay, I just found a different link on Rasmussen from 2014. Only 33% of American adults think daylight savings time is worth the hassle. That is down from 37% in 2013, down from 45% in 2012. So not very many people.
When Indiana finally implemented daylight shifting time in 2006, energy usage actually went up.
Mm-mm-mm.
Daylight shifting is not just a benign relic of the 1970s energy crisis. The latest research suggests...
It's that new? I didn't realize that.
No, it's... That's when it, I think, became more permanent, because it started out... Originally, the idea, some people say, came from Ben Franklin, who obviously wrote a piece of satire. If you actually read what his proposal was... It was to have cannons blast at sunrise or before. So obvious satire.
But people took him seriously.
Some people about 100 and some odd years later took him seriously. And then there was a temporary implementation of DST during, I believe, World War One, and then it got re-implemented in World War Two, and then whatever the thing in the 1970s, I forget exactly what it was, but I think it was like the first federal expansion of DST instead of just, you change it the first day of summer, to where it became, when we were growing up, it was always, you know, like mid-spring, and now it's before the start of spring until early November.
Okay.
And that expansion happened during the Bush administration. But they say here the latest research suggests the time change can be harmful to our health and cost us money. The effects are most disruptive in the spring and the fall, right after the change. Clocks in the U.S. spring forward. Most of Europe moves 2 weeks later. So we changed our clocks today. Europe changes theirs in 2 weeks.
Huh.
So that adds sometimes an extra hour of confusion if you're doing business internationally.
So there's sometimes zones that don't change at all, though, right?
Correct. Like most of Arizona, Hawaii, Guam, there are several countries around the globe that don't participate in this changing of the clocks at all. They continue, the suffering of the springtime change begins with the loss of an hour of sleep. That might not seem like a big deal, but research has found it can be dangerous to mess with people's sleep schedules.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Car accidents, strokes, heart attacks all spike in the days after the time change in March.
Right, it so how many out, deaths is your time change worth?
Turns out judges, sleep-deprived by DST, impose harsher sentences following the spring time change.
Uh-oh.
A Cornell University researcher, Lawrence Jen and Nicholas Zybarth, wrote last year, even mild changes to sleep patterns can affect human capital in significant ways. And I was joking before the show about, you know, we're all jet lagged, basically, because that's what happens when you goof with people's sleep pattern. It causes something akin to jet lag. And I noticed
I
had to manually turn one of them on.
Our lighting is not working. They're all on timers.
Some of the last defenders of DST have been a cluster of business groups who assume the change helps stimulate consumer spending. That's not true either, according to a recent analysis of 380 million bank and credit card transactions by J.P. Morgan Chase Institute.
People have been really doing their research on this.
Yes. The study compared Los Angeles with Phoenix in the 30 days after the March and November time changes. Arizona is a natural test case, since it's one of the two states, along with Hawaii, that does not follow DST. In the spring,
even though they're right smack in the middle of a couple of time zones.
Arizona's on the border. So it,
right. Hold that thought here. We're going to continue. 855, 450, free if you want to weigh in on DST.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Soul free, join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition coming up. We've got Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 14, that we have to get to, and hopefully we'll do that and also inform you as to what's happening in Canada with Mark and Jody Emery being ordered to cease operation of Cannabis Culture, which, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like the Canadian version of High Times. Very popular, what was a print magazine. They ended the print run a few years back, and they've still had a major presence in Canada and internationally online. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. We're talking right now about the time, something that everyone can relate to. We all have to deal with time in our lives, but not everyone has to deal with daylight savings time.
Not everybody, and there's no S at the end.
Oh, it's daylight saving
time. Okay. But even the people that live in Arizona and Hawaii, where they don't change the clocks themselves, they still have to adjust to the rest of the country
changing the
clock.
They have to be aware of where other people are, if they're doing business with people in other states, for instance.
Or if they've got a favorite television show. Oh, that show now comes on at a different time than
right.
it did last week.
Yeah, so ending this experiment that has been going on for, what, a couple hundred years? Something like that?
Not quite that long.
Didn't you say they cited Ben Franklin with the
original idea? Ben Franklin wrote a proposal, but it was never implemented.
I see.
I've actually pulled up the History of Time in the United States article on Wikipedia, and standardized time began in 1883, meaning the implementation of time zones.
Hmm.
Daylight shifting time, again, during World War I, was repealed in 1919, but the time zones remained. And then, again, there was another implementation later. The reference earlier to the 1970s was that in 1974 and 1975, they began the shifting of time as early as January 6th in 1974, February 23rd in 1975. There was also a federal law that allowed states to opt out of the daylight shifting.
Okay.
And at the time, Alaska, Arizona, Hawaii, Indiana, and Michigan did not participate in DST. But all of those states, with the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, have since begun using DST. And there is an exception for a large chunk of Arizona that is the Navajo Indian Reservation that does participate. So there you've
got
to think
of... It's such a patchwork.
Yeah, you know, like a place within a place that doesn't does... but the article from the Boston Globe, they're looking at some studies that were done comparing shopping habits in Los Angeles and Phoenix.
The big claim is that it's somehow beneficial from this industry group is that it's somehow beneficial to have daylight saving time to
Correct.
Shopping. But there's
J.P. Morgan Chase Institute did some research and... Again, compared L.A. and Phoenix in the 30 days after the two time changes, once in March, once in November. Arizona, they say, is a natural test case since it's one of two states, the other being Hawaii, that does not participate. In the spring, according to consumer transaction data, the additional hour of evening daylight in L.A. managed to slightly boost card spending per person compared with that in Phoenix, although... it was less than 1%. That spending uptick is swamped by the negative impact of the November time change, which sees the darkened population of Los Angeles spend 3.5% less at local retailers.
Hmm.
So, again, the claim was, changing the clocks encourages people to spend more. But... they're showing here, at least in Los Angeles, there was a 3.5% decrease in spending in November after that second time change. Daylight turns out to be a surprisingly large factor in how often workers stop at stores on their way home from their jobs in the evening. One of the...
that makes sense.
Yeah. President and CEO of the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute.
Once the sun goes down around here, I mean, it gets even colder. And people don't want to get out of their car. If they got shopping to do, they're not going to want to do it right then.
Right. Again, the president and CEO of the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, Diana Farrell, says, at the end of the day, it's either dark or light, and people are going to make an impulse decision at that point. One possible explanation for the sharp spending decline, she says, is that the extra hour of darkness could push more people to shop online rather than in person.
Yeah.
The study looked only at transactions via local retailers. Daylight shifting may threaten our health, hurt local retailers, and otherwise disrupt our lives. But can anything be done about it? As Hawaii and Arizona show, the U.S. government gives states a choice as to whether to adopt daylight shifting. But states aren't currently allowed to switch to DST year-round.
Wait, they're not allowed to?
Not currently.
But New Hampshire's going to do that, supposedly, right?
No, New Hampshire has legislation to change its time zone to Atlantic Standard Time.
Okay.
And just stay on Standard Time year-round.
I see.
Which would have the effect of going to permanent DST.
Okay.
But, you know, it's finding that loophole
of
you're not allowed to go permanent DST. Okay, change the time zone and stay standard.
So I've been looking around, and as you might imagine, right now there are articles about this topic all over the place, especially in states like, well, apparently there's a proposal in Michigan to make Eastern Standard Time year-round. And we know New Hampshire has something that has passed the state house. And so there's these unscientific polls on news websites and things like that. And a super majority of respondents are in favor of getting rid of time shifting.
The National Conference of State Legislatures said that last year there were 19 bills introduced in various legislatures around the country to end the biannual changing of the time. None of those passed.
That's sad.
Farrell again
says, despite the popularity of this.
Correct.
So I wonder, you know, it's obviously some of these industry groups that are pushing against it, but really, I mean, how many different industries have an incentive to keep this nonsense going? Who really likes to do this crap?
I don't think anybody likes to, but it's one of those things of, well, it's too difficult to change it.
No, I mean, remember the year 2000 bug way back when everybody was freaking out because all the computers were going to crash, technology was going to come to a close. They managed to fix those problems.
Yes.
I mean, certainly they could fix this with, Microsoft would push out an update, Linux would push out an update, and that would be it. It'd be done. As far as, most computers are concerned.
Right, but what I'm saying, and I'll get into here, is not it's difficult because we have to program a computer. It's difficult to pass legislation.
Oh, yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-453, but it did pass the House of Representatives so far in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's still got two-thirds of a step to go.
That's true. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us here on daylight saving time. Thank you for the correction, Daryl. I think I've always called it daylight savings time. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone call it daylight saving time, except for you.
I prefer to call it daylight shifting, because that's what you're doing. You're not saving anything.
Right. And if we can, hopefully we'll see some moving forward on some state legislatures' fronts to turn this thing around, to end daylight saving time, to go to just a straight-up time zone where you don't have to change the damn clocks twice a year. But as you're about to point out, Daryl, it's easier said than done. Even though there's tremendous public support for this, if you look at any poll, whether it's scientific or whether it is an unscientific, just internet poll, just overwhelming numbers of Americans are saying, this is stupid, end it. And, right. You know, I can keep digging around through those. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And I do want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go to jax.io. You can download it there, and you can get it for your Google Android device or Apple iOS device or even Linux and Windows and Mac. There's cross-platform, so it actually is installable on pretty much any operating system that you might happen to use. It's not only a Bitcoin wallet, but it also holds Ether as well as Dash and other cryptocurrencies. You can go to jax.io, get yours. It's created by Anthony DiOrio, who's a Free Talk Live listener, one of the founders of Ethereum. He made it easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Plus, they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io.
So Diana Farrell, again, she's the president and CEO of the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, which did a study and showed that DST actually is kind of costly. Again, the changing in November for the 30 days after that change, spending in Los Angeles decreased by 3.5% at local retailers.
Because it gets dark earlier.
Yes. And supposedly. Even in the spring, when you've got this extra hour of daylight that you can go save the world and do all this other stuff during, and one of those presumably go spend money, there was only a 1% increase in spending. So you
it doesn't recover.
You know, subtract that 1% from the 3.5, and you still lose 2.5% by changing the clocks in November. And again, she says that DST is an example of how sticky policies can be. A bill signed by Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts in August of last year included a provision establishing a task force to study if Massachusetts should leave Eastern Standard Time behind. The commission would analyze putting the state on Atlantic Standard Time year-round rather than changing the clocks twice a year.
I was just reading a story about that, that apparently their report is due out sometime this month. So that commission is supposed to come out with some kind of report, and that's coming soon.
And the bill, you previously mentioned a bill pending in New Hampshire that would do the same thing, and the bill in New Hampshire is dependent upon Massachusetts adopting Atlantic Standard.
Now, presumably this Massachusetts panel knows about that bill in New Hampshire.
Probably.
And there's actually a related poll on a wickedlocal.com, which is obviously a Massachusetts-sounding website, because wicked's a term that they use up here quite a bit.
Oh, it's a wicked pisser.
Colloquial term. Anyway, their poll is, are you in favor of Massachusetts moving to Atlantic Standard Time and no longer changing clocks each spring and fall? And there's three options. Yes, changing the clocks is confusing, disruptive, and leaves me exhausted, which got almost 44% of the online unscientific poll.
Woo-hoo.
About 340 people voted. Maybe received 34.5%. Maybe if the rest of New England and Northeast states also shift to Atlantic Standard Time. So when it's just, yes, let's change without anybody else doing it, it's almost more, you know, not quite half, but 44%. And then if you add in the other people who would be willing to go along with New Hampshire and others changing, then it's a super majority of people who are in favor of this. So
if it was 7:40 now, then what time would it be if we were on Atlantic Standard Time?
7:40, because we would not have changed the clocks this morning.
Okay.
Right. So it would have been 7:40 yesterday as well.
Correct. And since the beginning of this year, the National Conference of State Legislatures says that there have been about 20 bills introduced on the topic. 11 of them include proposals in Texas and California, or rather including proposals in Texas and California, would put states permanently on standard time. 9 bills aim to make DST permanent, many of them by urging lawmakers in Washington to change the federal law that, again, federal law says you cannot go to permanent DST, but the way around that is to change your time zone if you can.
Gotcha.
Getting Washington to change their rules seems unlikely.
Yeah.
In a search of bills pending in Congress this year and last, nothing mentioned daylight shifting.
Well, I mean, this is something that is not going to really benefit the people in Washington, D.C. They can't get any kind of lobbyist money out of this particular issue, so I'm sure they're more interested in scratching or having their back scratched by lobbyists to do certain things.
But don't Republicans claim to support states' rights and local control? So what better way to give, you know, people local control than to remove the prohibition that states can't go to permanent DST? It's a state's rights issue if you look at it that way. Not that I believe states have rights.
Right, yeah. But
you know, like when you're talking to Republicans that claim to support small government, you use the terms that they understand.
It still would require someone to bring the legislation forward, and they're just more interested in scratching their own back with,
right,
with lobbyist money.
Right, and, you know, there's been legislation introduced several times over the last few years to implement the One Subject at a Time Act or the Read the Bills Act.
Yeah,
and
that hasn't ever been anywhere.
In committee.
Right. Whereas the state legislatures are at the very least a little bit more accountable to the people than,
yes,
the federal government, so they're more likely to listen to folks.
The New Hampshire legislature more accountable than most.
Correct.
Because they get reelected every 2 years.
And they get paid $100 a year plus a small gas stipend.
Right, which means that there's not many of them that wind up serving more than a handful of terms.
Correct. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm curious to see this one. I hope that we'll know when it comes to the Senate for a public hearing, Daryl.
Oh, it's one of the 300-plus pieces of legislation that I'm tracking.
Excellent. Over at libertylobby.info, you can follow along with what Daryl's been up to in the State House. We're heading back there this week,
yep,
for some more hearings. Week 8, the videos that we created over the last week are now up on the Freekeen YouTube channel. So those of you who want to kind of watch along and see what's been going on, you can do that. All right, is there more to this story,
nope,
worth sharing? All right,
so
if you want to weigh in on this, especially if you're somebody who supports daylight saving time, I mean, you are in the minority, but you are out there. Some people do support. In this poll here, the people who answered no in Massachusetts, they said it would be too confusing to be in a different time zone from the rest of the New England states. That was 21.5%. So the really super majority of people here, almost 80%, said yes, we need to end daylight savings time, or daylight saving time. And if you look at the other polls, they're very, very similar percentages, 75, 80, 85%, usually in that range.
Yeah, so I wanted to see what sort of info I could find, so I did a quick search, and apparently AccuWeather posted a poll asking, mm-hmm, people what they think, and I'm not readily seeing responses here.
Well, there may be an argument here, Daryl. Story from the Washington Post. This was from this time last year. Anna Swanson headline, and I just saw the headline here, so we'll see if it's worth sharing.
Headline?
Why daylight saving time isn't as terrible as people think. Which isn't exactly a ringing endorsement to say it isn't as terrible as people
just
think.
People not spending as much money and having health problems, it's not that bad.
Right, I think I saw something else said that heart attacks increased by 25%,
yeah,
the next day. 855, 450, free, it's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We've also got a website. You can go and get interactive there if you want. There's all kinds of archives that you can download going back, about a decade, actually more than a decade, all for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their website, you can go and enjoy freetalklive.com on the house. But if you do want to support the show, then one of the best ways to do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue the discussion about daylight saving time, there are some people, in fact, a lot of people, who are about sick and tired of this. And state legislatures all around the country have proposed legislation to end daylight saving time where they live. So far, though, it has been tough going. The previous proposals in the past have not passed in many states at all. In fact, most recent changes have been that Indiana adopted daylight saving time back in 2006. So you can share your thoughts. You can weigh in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not going to share the story from the Washington Post. It gets into too much. There's like too many visuals and too much math, and so it's not really worth sharing. But if you are somebody who supports daylight saving time, even though the statistics appear to be against you, the statistics show that people get, they get ill, basically. They'll have more heart attacks.
Yep.
immediately after. You said there's been some strokes that have been cited to be higher than normal. People are spending less money in local stores when it gets dark out earlier. And so all the, you know, supposed rationale for this just doesn't really seem to hold much water. At this point, it's just there because it's always been there. And that's one of the things you were talking about is the stickiness of these government changes, that
right.
It's hard to get something that's been passed into law, something as universally objectionable as daylight saving time.
Correct.
People are, you know, against this thing by like 80% in a lot of the polls that you look at, despite its universal, you know, people hating on this thing, it's almost impossible to change the law.
Yeah.
And that's just more of a statement about the way government tends to be, is very reticent to change.
Right. And
very status quo.
You know, there are a lot of things on the books across the country that I can guarantee you the people that wind up running the criminal justice systems could not tell you the last time somebody was charged with.
Wait, what?
There are a lot of statutes that are on the books.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. That just don't get enforced because they're stupid.
Right, like the milk container law here in New Hampshire, where you can't put anything besides milk in a milk container.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, if you call it a one-gallon jug, then you can put water in a one-gallon jug. You just can't put water in
a milk jug.
Yeah. You can't collect seaweed or rockweed at night below the high tide line.
Mm. In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. There is somebody introduced to try to repeal that, and even though nobody testified in favor of this is why we need this, or, you know, we've got this rampant seaweed smuggling operation going on that, you know, we have to have this to save seaweed, it wound up getting killed. Just, even though it's not enforced, it would be too much of a burden on us to pass this legislation to erase it from the book.
Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. We have Kyle, who is actually in tomorrow in Guam. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. Good morning over there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight or today?
So how was it not changing your clocks today?
It was a revelation because I just love it every time I see on Facebook or any social media or news where people are late to work because they forgot. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you've now, are you originally from the United States or were you born out there?
No, I was born and raised on Guam, went to the States for a few years for college, but yeah, that really threw me off when I had to start switching.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you don't get the notice that it's that time, that you, I didn't get any heads up. I mean, I heard a week beforehand that, oh yeah, next weekend you need to change your clocks, but I didn't add it to my calendar, so I totally spaced on it.
Yeah, I wonder how much how much productivity is lost because of people, you know, there's probably thousands of people late to work because
overslept. Johnny Ray, you said you overslept today.
Yep, I sure did.
Right.
And there's a study regarding Indiana that previously most of Indiana had been off of DST.
Correct.
And they went on in 2006.
Yes.
There was a study from the University of California showing that DST costs Indiana households about $8.6 million in electricity bills each year. The study also estimates the social costs of increased pollution emissions ranging from 1.6 to 5.3 million per year. It claims that the savings on electricity for lighting is offset by the higher air conditioning costs in hot afternoons and increased heating costs in cool mornings.
Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah. So all of those are like really good points, but I think the most important thing for me with daylight savings time is that I have to wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning to watch Packer games, you know, on football, if I'm going to watch it. So if we kind of went back, or if we kind of kept it where it doesn't change, I would wake up at 4. So that would give me that extra hour of sleep. So that's like the only thing that really affects me with daylight savings time.
Very cool, man. Well, I appreciate your call in here tonight, and I will tell you this. that there is a good chance you might be hearing Free Talk Live on the radio. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's only like two talk radio stations down there in Guam, so you may want to call. You may want to call them both up and say nice things about Free Talk Live. Now would be a good time to do that. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing it from you.
And I've actually got numbers on the stroke, the change of strokes. There's actually an 8% increase.
Oof.
After the changing of the clocks. Dr. Jori Ruskanen said that any change to the circadian clock, that's your natural body rhythm, whether it be to shift work, sleep fragmentation, for any reason, is associated with an increased risk of stroke.
Oh, my. It's good to know. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the stress or what it would be that...
I think stress probably also plays a factor, right. But just any change of that circadian rhythm is going to increase your likelihood of a stroke.
All right, so I think that pretty much wraps that discussion out. We are going to get into, coming up tonight, the story out of Canada, which is a shocking headline. Apparently, Jody Emery and Mark Emery, the couple that run Cannabis Culture, have been arrested recently, and now they've been ordered to completely cease operations of Cannabis Culture, which is an unbelievable order from, I don't know if it's a judge, we'll learn more about it coming up here in moments. Plus, we've got economics in one lesson. Last week, we discussed what's called parity pricing, which was chapter 13 in the book that we've been taking chapter by chapter as... You know, week after week, generally, we took a break from it for a little bit. But we're back into it here with Chapter 14 called Saving the X Industry, which is kind of like a retread to some extent of Chapter 13. It's not a particularly long chapter. It's all about the idea of some industry being so important that the government needs to tax everybody in order to subsidize said industry.
Candle makers petition.
Donald Trump's has been saying that he's going to the dying industries are going to come roaring back to life, and he pointed out the coal industry.
Did he really?
As an example.
We need to bring back the Pony Express, because that's not existed in a long time. And think about all the people that would have jobs riding horses across the country.
Think about all the ponies. I mean, everybody likes ponies, right?
We need to have Vermin Supreme as the head of the Pony Express.
There you go. The toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Master of Ponies, perhaps, Vermin Supreme. Hour number two is on the way. We got time for you as well. You can join us whether you want to talk about daylight saving or anything that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammer knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.